Welcome to the Unstoppable Success Podcast, where we spotlight visionary leaders who have mastered the art of growth, purpose, and powerful connections. I'm your host, Jacqueline Strominger, connector, high performance coach, and creator of the Leap to Your Success framework and Two Steps to Yes. Each week, we dive into bold insights, real conversations, and powerful strategies to fuel your growth, deepen your relationships, and ignite transformational momentum. And why? Because you were meant to be unstoppable. Now, let's leap into the podcast.
Okay.
But hello, everybody, and welcome to another amazing episode of Unstoppable Success. I'm your host, Jacqueline Strominger, and on this podcast, we hear from amazing individuals, leaders, business professionals about how they have had unstoppable success, their tips, their tricks to help you be unstoppable. And today, I have the absolute pleasure of welcoming Zelda Greenberg. And let me tell you, she is so fantastic. I absolutely love her. She is an entrepreneur. She's a realtor. She's an author. She's also a podcast host. And she has built a remarkable career spanning more than three decades. And at the heart of everything she does, there is one theme. And this is why we love connecting, because she's all about connections. And Zelda helps people turn introductions into opportunities and relationships into results. So connections are one of the biggest keys, I believe, to unstoppable success. So welcome to the podcast, Zelda.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Hey. So little note, listeners, I was on Zelda's podcast and she is just absolutely phenomenal, great energy. So Zelda, connections, I mean, it is through and through, you know, as you just shared beforehand, you were at a networking event. So tell our listeners why it's so important.
Well, without it, you got nothing in business. So it's those connections that get you the referrals. They get you, they get you your business. They fuel your success. It's like this person you might connect with who can connect you to the next person and the next person. You just never know where it's going to lead. So connections are, but not just fake. You have to have really deep, authentic connections that lead to building a relationship. Otherwise, the connection is nothing.
Yep, it is so true. And we're going to get back to that. So how did you come to this and arrive at this? It's a great thing to know and people know, but you live and breathe it. So how did you get here?
So many years ago, I guess it was maybe 16 years ago, I had sold our company's business. It was a 100-year-old produce company. And I was looking for something else to do. And I thought, what am I going to do? And my sister said, Zelda, you have so many connections. You need to get into real estate because you know everybody. I was involved with the chamber, with the women business owners, with so many outside sources. I knew so many people. She said, you've got to do this. You'll be so successful at it. And so that was really my aha moment. I was like, yeah, well, you know, I know all these people. What am I going to do to make a living? And knowing how I'm going to use connections to get ahead in life. So that's how it really started.
Well, that's so that's really important and so pivotal, because, you know, connections are what help you move forward, because you know somebody. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they're the person that you're going to do business with.
Correct. Happens all the time. It's like, you think, you know, you're in a networking situation and you know somebody, you go, well, when are they going to give me some business? And it doesn't work that way. It's, they're not going to be the one, but they might refer you to someone who they refer you to someone. You just never know. And it may not happen today. It might happen years down the road.
And that is pivotal.
Yeah.
Right? So years down the road. So talk about how you make meaningful, authentic connections.
So for me, it's a process. I have a system that I use. And first you meet them. and you get their cards. But what do you do with those cards? I always joke with people and I say, when I'm out doing a keynote, I say, you've gathered all these. Yes, exactly. You've gathered all this, and now they'll never see the light of day again. So what do you do with those cards? That's what's important. It's what you do with those business cards, what you do after you've met these people. That's when you start the follow-up. The follow-up is how you get the relationship going. The follow-up is how you get things moving. And so I do several things. It depends. If I'm wearing my real estate hat, I'll do one thing. If I'm wearing my keynote speaking or podcasting, I'm going to do a little different, but it's really the same. It's what you do with those cards. And what I like to tell my clients to do is to take those cards, first of all, put them in your database. Now, the worst thing is when you get a millennial, I love millennials, I have two of my own, is when they say, oh, I don't have a card. So they want, no, they have here's my phone. Well, you know what? If you put it in someone's phone, they're not going to remember your name because they've met so many people. So my son was guilty of this for a while. Now he has a business card. But you take those business cards, take them out of the cup holder from your car, get them into the house, put them into a CRM. I don't care if it's an Excel spreadsheet. Excel spreadsheets have been wonderful for me over the years. So do that, and then here's where it happens. You have to do something with it now. You've put them in your database. What are you going to do? It's the follow-up. So you nurture it. So you can start with sending them an email if they're a baby boomer. You know, those millennials don't want an email, but you can text them and they'll look at that text. So I'll text them. Those are just two things that I do. iPhones are the best. They take video. You can, hi, I just met you this afternoon. It was great talking to you. I'd love to learn more about you and how I can help you. Text them a video. Send. Simple. That's how you start. That's what I do.
I love that. Okay, so now here's a question, okay? Because nurturing the relationship, I think is really important. I love the idea with the video. I'm so in line with you when it comes to not having a business card. I tend to take these and I will mark them. I try to, put little notes on them.
Yes, yes.
There's certain things that we do with them, but people, I love digital cards can be amazing, but at the same time, you need something to be able to remember you by.
Yes.
And if you're going to do
Yes.
a digital card, you actually have what I say to people, the digital card may be great, but if you don't message that person within seconds of getting that digital card, they are lost in your phone
That's
forever.
correct. That is correct. And when you speak of cards, I like to tell people that cards are real estate. So if you're not using the back and the front, you're missing an opportunity. So it's real estate, man. You want to use up every room in the house. So use up all your space. Even if you just have a little space at the bottom that says notes so that you can put those little notes. I remember this person because of whatever it was that they did, you know, but it's real estate.
It
It's real
is. It is
estate.
real estate. So okay. So you send them an email. You send them a text. I like doing both. I'm all about the two steps. Then what?
I like to try to set up a coffee, and coffee can be a virtual coffee. If that's what they want to start with, it can be a virtual coffee. Yes, ma'am. Yes, it is.
I got
Yes.
my
And then it can go from there. You go, hey, let's have lunch. And I like to do something a little different, even. And when I'm speaking, I talk about this. It's called Create Your Own Event. I do something that I called Let's Do Lunch. And so every other month, I'll invite usually 20 to 30 people because they're not going to all show up and say, hey, let's all get together at the XYZ restaurant and I'll make a reservation. And I'll go put your reservation in there. You order off the menu. And so it's all Dutch and everybody gets together and they get to know each other. And the last time I did this was so phenomenal. So I did this, Jacqueline, and I had a group. It was a small group of maybe six women. Some of them knew each other, some of them didn't. There was just a handful of us. And one of them said, I came because, hey, you called a meeting, a luncheon. I'm coming because I figured you have something, you need to share. And she said, this was really cool because It wasn't about that at all. There was no business discussed. We talked about all of us. We talked about children. We talked about pets. We talked about life. And it was just, you get to know people. That's how you form a connection. It's not about, I'm selling widgets. It's about, hey, this is me. That's how you get to learn to love, like, and trust somebody, is you get to know the authentic person.
I love that. I
Create your
love
own events, create them.
I like that creating your own events. Okay, so you create an event and you're nurturing this. So walk us through the process of, let's say, somebody who you met at an event and you ended up like the process of them becoming either a client or a partner. And the reason why I want you to walk them through this because it's our, first of all, it's, we always have to remember, and I tell my clients this all the time, it's your business, right? You're the one that has to do the follow-up. It's not theirs, but the follow-up is important. And so I'd love to hear like how you take them yourself through that with people from start to.
To through the process. I totally understand. So I can give you an example of a really bad one that happened to me and a really good one. So the bad one was I went to a new event. I was invited to this event. This guy says, hey, this organization's been going on. We'd love to have you come and join us. 90 people show up. It was phenomenal. And I will tell you one tip is stay late. That's when you can really network, not at the beginning, at the end. So this fellow comes up to me. He's in finance, and I ask him all the questions. Everything's going great, and I send him my follow-up text message afterwards within 24 hours. And he, about 2 days later, he sends me his email, and it was so obvious that he either didn't remember me or didn't care because it was so obvious that the text message he sent me, or it was an email, was a standard email talking about things that he enjoyed talking to me about, which we never discussed. It never came up. So be genuine, be real. People know, people aren't stupid. So that's a bad example. If you didn't really make a good connection with the person, then don't. Just don't do that. I mean, who does that? So, well, this guy did, and but here's a good example. So I actually facilitated this lunch, a different luncheon, for about 8 years. And in the past three or four, the wait staff, this waitress, we'll call her Kelsey because that's her name. And I got to know her on a more personal level. And she told me, hey, we're going to be moving in a couple of years or a year. I'm not sure when, but I'd like for you to be my realtor. I said, great. And then all through the next couple of years, she would ask me questions. I only saw her maybe once a month, but I would talk to her on the phone every now and then and give her advice. Whether it happened or not, I didn't know, but I was happy to share, happy to give her tips, happy to give her value. So that's part of the nurturing. It's like, will something happen? I don't know. I didn't know because sometimes nothing happens, but I nurtured it, and finally, she was ready to sell a couple of years later, and she called me, and that's how that transaction happened because, I took my time with her. I wasn't pushy. I wasn't trying to sell her anything. I was just giving her advice the whole time.
Yep. And I think that is the quintessential. You may have I think there's two things here too that I also kind of want to ask about. I mean, it's you need to nurture the people that you have, and you need to kind of like pop in and say hello and say, hey, it's been a little
Absolutely.
bit or whatever it is. Like put people on a sequence of a phone call, text, video to get in that process because it will happen. But here's the thing that I guess I want to ask you, because as you're going around and you're collecting, we've got thousands of business cards, they go into your CRM, how do you make it so that like you know who you're going to reach out to?
So I put people in categories. You have an A category. I even have an A plus. Those are the ones who are my customers. Not only are they my customers, they have already referred me to people. That's my A plus. So they're going to get everything I'm offering. It's like, they're going to get my direct mail. They're going to get my email. They're going to get every, they're going to get all my invitations because I throw, like to throw events. So I will invite them. They get everything. Then you have your A. Maybe they've bought from me, but they haven't referred. Then you have your B. They don't think they would, but you got to make sure you stay in front of them. C, D means you should delete them, but I usually don't because this just depends. So I basically do that. And the trick with that is you have to constantly be refreshing that. It's not like they landed on the B list and they stay in the B list, or they're in the A and they can go up and they can go down. So I rate them. And they, well, I'm just looking at it right now. Here's an, I like to say, Jacqueline, that people, if everybody else is zigging, you should be zagging. When they start zagging, you start zigging. So direct mail, it will go out. Now, I've gotten very niche about who gets my mail, because it's gotten expensive, you know, not just the postage, but the envelopes cost money, the product that's going in it costs money. So the A plus are going to get it, and probably the A's, but the B's probably not. Whereas before I did probably do the B's and see. So I give, I believe in direct mail to a point,
Yep,
up
I love
to a
that.
point.
Yep, I love that. You know, direct mail is so important. And I will. I'm going to share this. I don't know, listeners, if you know this, but my first part of my life, I actually was in consumer marketing for large publications, and I did direct mail.
Okay.
My budgets were huge. I used to kid around and tell everybody that when they would say to me, "What do you do for a living?" I say, "I kill trees." Because I did so much direct mail.
I get
Right?
it.
I'm a tree killer. I'm just kidding. I actually really want us to bring back the killing of trees and start bringing back paper mills, but that's a whole other topic. Not going to get political on us
That's
right now.
right. That's right.
But I will tell you, folks, like direct mail is so important. Now there are and I will share this. I mean, I don't know if you use send out cards or mailbox power, but there are companies out there like those too, and I can put links to those in there. They're really great, but that handwritten personal note, and I'm going to grab this because it was sitting on my desk. I got cards, a stack, a deck of cards, right? Right?
Yep.
And these I bought because they were colorful. Oh, here comes Bob's up my back driveway. But I'm just looking at them. But yeah, so listeners, I'm sharing this because I'm getting a delivery for a bed, and we're gonna pause for a minute in a second, not just yet. But cards matter, and when people like, I can't begin to tell you how special that is to get something in the mail, and people do open it, whether it's a personal note or an actual piece of a
Yes.
direct mail piece that basically is something that you can say to somebody. I mean, I was actually sharing this the other day. I thought it was, I almost was, I'm angry actually that our business cards, most people, these two actually happen to, but there's, so this is a bad example, but I will take, for example, this guy. He has a business card, but it doesn't have his it does not have his mailing address on it. All right, I'm gonna put us on pause.
Okay.
I'm recording. All right, so we took a small little break. As I shared, I'm getting some furniture delivered, and they, of course, they had to come right at the time that we're
Course,
doing this
Murphy's Law.
call. So anyway.
So we were talking about notes.
Yep.
I can share a little. So not only do I regularly send out notes, and my A, B, and C people will get a note. I don't, I used to do them every month. Now I don't. I do them maybe every quarter. But
Okay.
something else you can do that I do every month, and again, this isn't for everybody. I pick and choose. But at the beginning of the month, I send out birthday cards, and I'll usually put in, you can get them on Amazon, a little pop-up card inside of it, you know, those little things that give you a little message. So I'll do that, and I always hope that it makes them feel really special and feel warm. I was always hopeful. And I'll share a little story. So I went to a 4th of July party this year, and there was a woman there that I know, not real well, but I know her well enough. And I guess we were just hanging out. And so we sat down, we start talking about all kinds of things that had no great importance of anything. Like I said, you get to know people on an authentic, genuine level. So we're
Right.
talking, and about a week later, I receive in the mail a card from her. I call them just because. And it
Yeah.
talked a little bit about what we talked about and all that. And I thought, oh my gosh, this feels so good that that is the feeling that I'm hoping that the people who receive my cards get, because I mean it that way. It's a genuine friendship. It's a genuine relationship. I'm not a transactional person in real estate, in anything. I don't want to be, we just exchanged whatever we were exchanging and we're done. I like it for the long term to build that relationship. So,
That's so great. I love it. Oh, all right. So here's my question. How do you get people's birthdays?
that's so easy. There's two ways. One is you can look on Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook gives you them. And the second one, ask them. Just ask them, hey, by the way, what's your birthday? I go, I don't want your year, but I just want your, and in real estate, when you do a transaction, they have to give you a driver's license when you go to the closing. So I'll ask the closing title company, can you tell me what their birth month and day is? And then I put it down. And at the beginning of, or rather the end of the month, I look at the next month and I go, okay, who's having a birthday? And I just start addressing my letters. In fact, it reminded me when we were talking, oh, I have a stack that I'm supposed to send out. Yesterday was the 10th and it's the 11th. So they'll go in the mail after this podcast.
Right. So you know what, but that's actually a really interesting thing to say that too, as when you're at a networking event, why not say to somebody, grab your have a pen and say, oh, you exchange cards. Hey, by the way, what's your birthday? And they might be like, why? And I go, well, you know what? I drop cards in the mail because I like to wish
That's
people
exactly what I say. I mail things and they go, oh, I send people stuff.
yeah. And you could say, I don't know. And you could just write down their birthday right there on their card and just write like, you know, whatever. Make sure you
I'll
get
even say, because I send birthday cards out.
right. Because I like to send birthday
I
cards.
send birthday cards.
Right. And you could say, like, I'm a sucker for birthdays. I like to celebrate people's
Yeah.
birthday. You don't might not want to celebrate your birthday, but I want to celebrate
And
it.
make the envelope fun. Like, here's a sticker I got. Happy mail. I stick that on the envelope. Who doesn't want to open up something that says Happy Mail?
Right. That's awesome.
Make
I
it
love that.
fun. Make it fun.
I really, really love that. You know, Zelda, you know, making connections is so important, and I will sh and I want to remind people too that it's not about you meeting somebody so that you can get a sale.
Correct. That's
And
correct.
that, right? And so when you're networking, what do you teach people? Like, how do you teach people to network? Like, what are the things that you kind of walk them through? Because I think some people, you know, you walk into a networking event, and I will say to people all the time, like, don't just say, hi, I'm with so and such a thing. Like,
So here's what I tell people to do. And I actually wrote a course, Jacqueline, called The Ultimate Networking Playbook. It's available on my website. You can get it. It's a course. It's a great course, if I say so myself. So I'll tell you one of the things that are in it, just like what you were asking, is when you go to an event, a networking event, it's strategy. You don't just walk in willy-nilly, have strategy. Know who the speaker is. Know who maybe some of the people are that are going to be attending. Who is it? One or two people. That's it. That's all you need is one or two that you really want to get to know. Then be a troll. Go on LinkedIn and check them out. Go on their Facebook page if you can and check them out. Learn, go to their websites. Learn something about them and figure out a couple of questions that you can ask them. I mean, you can go in there and say, what do you do? But that's so ordinary. So I would say, ask them some questions about what it is that they do. You could even say, hey, what brought you here today? Have you heard this speaker before? Things like that. You can do all kinds of things. You
You
can
know
wear
what?
an interesting little pen to get people's attention if you're an introvert. They go, oh, that's really cool. Ah, that's an icebreaker.
That's very true. I like that. And actually, it's, and I've always shared the tip with people that when you, number one is they're going to give you a name tag, but have your own.
Absolutely.
Like, and get one that's big enough.
I wish I had mine here to show you.
Like that's big enough, like so that you can read it. And I'm going to share. I ordered when I first got my first set of I almost said business cards, name tags. I ordered a couple because I inevitably will like leave them in different places so I can have them, right?
Absolutely.
And I thought they were going to be big, and they were these tiny little things. I'm like, oh, I can't even read it.
I
And
hate it when people have these little bitty tags and you have to go looking up close to say, I don't want to do that to somebody.
And I always say, put it on your right side so that when I shake your hand, oh, that, you know, it's like I'm not looking at the other side of you. I'm looking directly at you and you can see it. So, right side,
Yes.
and it's when you
Yes.
shake your hand.
Absolutely. Mine has my name so big that you can see it across the room. And if you have a unique name, like mine is kind of unique, I only have my first name. I don't even put my last name on it because the name is Zelda. That alone will get attention. But if you don't, regardless, at least have your first name large enough where we don't have to come up and get a magnifying glass to read it. Oh, that's so annoying. Don't you?
Right.
It's like,
Yeah, and but have your own name tag. Like if
Yes.
you want, if you're in business, invest in your own name tag. And if you want, right, to me, you know, if you don't want to put the name of your company on it, because maybe you work for a corporation, you're not maybe an entrepreneur, you don't have your own company, just have your own name. And you could say your first name big and your last name smaller underneath it. You know, have some type of a, I always say it's really great to have a personal branding logo that you can have for yourself that people can recognize you with, because each and every one of us is a personal brand.
Yep.
So brand yourself. And I, when I say brand, I don't mean like, you know, with the iron, but put a logo or have something that people can remember and have your, like, again, have your own name tag and make sure that it is readable. I've seen some where it's like tone on tone, and I'm like, it looks kind of cool, but I can barely see it,
But I
right?
can't read it. Exactly.
You
To think
know.
like you like think of it like can my baby boomer parent or grandparent or whoever, can they read it?
Right. So, you know, I was saying before about the, and you just shared this, and I think it's really important, listeners. You need to walk in with a strategy. And not every networking event is the same strategy.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So, how do you help people figure out the strategy for the networking event?
Well, for me, it's usually when I'm talking to a group of people, it's somebody who's on a sales team. They're in sales. That's my niche, is they're in sales. Whether they're another realtor, I'll talk to realtors, different realtors, and they're looking for referrals. Okay, so they're looking, that's sales. I mean, everybody's in sales. Let's face it, you're in sales. So it's how do you get to know, it's the same thing for everyone, in my opinion. It's how do you get to know them? You're not going to hit the ball out of the park on the first go round. The strategy is always get to know them. What do they want? What do they need? It is not about you. Just like when you LinkedIn is a great example. You go on LinkedIn and somebody wants to friend you and you say, okay, and the next thing you know, they're giving you their sales pitch.
Gag me with the
Yes.
pitchfork. It happens all the time.
Happens all the time. Well, it happens at networking events too. Here's, and they're just talking and talking and talking. So if you're an extrovert, I implore you to not do all the talking, to sit back and give that introvert a chance to talk, to learn about them. And I'm always leading with, who is a good referral for you? What is it that you're hoping to get out of this meeting? How can I help you? It's like, what can you do? Bob Berg was on my show a couple of weeks ago, and he wrote a co-authored The Go Giver. And it's really about serving people, giving to people. What can you, in his book, I remember there was a story about, it was at the very beginning, about, I hope I can get this right, the fire. You want to have a fire. Well, you can't have the fire until you give it some logs. You have to go out and get the logs before you can, so it's a, everything is a process, and you have to give the fire some logs before it can ha be a fire. You have to go out there and give people what they want before you're going to get what you want.
Right. And the other key thing about that too is that in order to keep that fire sustained and going and growing, you have to actually nurture the fire.
Absolutely. You absolutely have to. And that is strategy.
And that's really great. And by the way, Bob Berg is absolutely fantastic. He was a guest on our on this podcast as well, and he's so fantastic. If you have not listened, because I listen to books, if you've not read or listened to any of his books, like after this episode, I'm going to put a link in there. But go and get his
The Go Giver.
go get the book, Go Givers. It's really great. So Zelda, if you could give somebody one tip or two on making deeper connections that if you could wave your magic wand that you wish everybody would do, what would it be?
Wow, never thought about that one. Great question. Really, it's truly about listening, and understanding that, I mean, this world is so different now. You've got AI, you've got online groups, you've got in-person groups. So go to both of them, online and in-person events, and listen. Listen more than you talk, because you'll learn more that way. And really and truly offer to give more value than you're receiving when you're first starting. Just be the giver, and it will come back to you in many ways.
And yeah, it's so true. So Zelda, I could talk to you forever because I think you're absolutely fantastic. How can our listeners connect with you, learn more about you, get your courses, share, please?
My website is zeldaspeaking.com, and my connections are there. My podcast information is there. My course information is there. My speaking, my real estate, everything is right there under zeldaspeaking.com. It's all there. It's like I'm just all about the connections, because connections is currency.
It is. It actually, and I share this a lot. Your network is your net worth. So,
Yes.
please, listeners, do me the favor. I've got a couple to ask you. Number one is go to Zelda's website. I have the link to the website in the show notes. So please go and listen and connect with her and see all of her great stuff. Get her courses, see what she's all about. And connect with her on the socials, and then do me the favor of not only, if you haven't already subscribe to the podcast, but also share this episode with a friend, a colleague, or someone that you know who could use some tips on making better, deeper connections. Because truly, as we just shared, connections really make the world go round and increases your net worth. And I don't mean just financially, but it's your heart. So it fills your cup when you make great connections. So do me a favor, hit subscribe, hit share. Zelda, thank you for being an amazing guest. And thank you, listeners, for listening. This is Unstoppable Success, your host, Jacqueline Strumminger. And thank you all for listening. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me on the Unstoppable Success podcast, where we don't just talk about growth, we leap toward it. If something today lit a fire within you, sparked a new idea, or gave you the extra push forward, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode and podcast with a friend, colleague, or fellow high achiever. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review, and most importantly, connect with me, Jacqueline Strumminger, at leaptoyoursuccess.com for coaching, community, and your next bold move. Keep leading with intention, keep building your network with purpose, and most of all, keep leaping. because you were meant to be unstoppable.